I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And Panger, we haven't been here for a few weeks, so I guess I can't say that.
It's weekly now. We're back to weekly.
Good way of thinking. Very positive outlook on 2024. Here is the first question of the year. If the cows are down, there will be no fish around. Keep or cull?
Explain that one to me, Dave.
Well, it's an old wives' tale. It's an old superstition, whatever you want to call it. If the cows are down, there'll be no fish around.
Like laying, not moving?
Yeah, just lay. Well, I mean, they're alive still. Just,
oh, yeah.
They're just lazing, you know? Like sometimes you go through and you see the field and they're grazing. Well, they're just lazing. They're laid up.
I've heard of this before, and it's usually the old timers who talk about, man, the cattle were moving this morning. It's going to be good fishing. Now, I don't know if this is because of pressure or what, but they assume that cattle, horses, livestock are part of nature. Fish are part of nature as well. If the stuff on dry land is active, the stuff under the water is active. I don't know if there's any scientific way to prove it, but I will tell you this, Dave. Back when I used to fish the famed Lake Thunderbird a lot, I had to take a desolate road out from my apartment there. And I knew that if there was a lot of fresh roadkill, that I was fixing to catch them. If there weren't many raccoons and possums and armadillos that were hit on the side of the road, it was usually tough fishing. And I'm dead serious when I say that.
What does that have to do with cows?
Well, because cows are
animals. Was there ever a cow dead in the middle of it?
No, but cows are animals, and so are raccoons, possums, and armadillos. So if you're applying the same theory as natural animals are moving, they're active, they're migrating, I just lumped raccoons in with cows.
Okay. I agree with you there. Because I do see, you know, even in a small, like, if you're driving to the lake and you see a lot of frogs that have been smooshed on the road, it's an active day. The frogs are moving, and I often find that that is also a telltale sign that things are going to be active. But I think my take on it, on the if the cows are down, there'll be no fish around, it is one of those superstitions. It is one of those deals, and there might be some science to it. You know, it has to do with the barometric pressure and all of that stuff. But if you ask me, I've spent my whole life ignoring that stuff. I mean, I remember a buddy of mine, because I grew up fishing tournaments. I mean, to me, that is it. A buddy of mine back in the day ran a Bass Cat boat. I know you run one. They're a great boat. And he had a super dash. They had the super dash at one time. And part of it was like a barometric pressure gauge. And it would go up at times and it would say, you're going to catch him. And it would go down at times, say, you're not going to catch him. And he would go back there and look at that gauge all the time. And I was like, you might as well just put a gauge in that every once in a while tells you you're going to suck. You know, because if you get that set in your head. Now, if you are retired and can go fishing at any time, I say that is probably a good way to follow things. Follow whatever you think is going to give you the best odds. But if you're going to fish tournaments or you're going to have to catch fish in a certain day, I just try not to listen to any of that stuff because it just puts a negative outlook on the day. Maybe that's me simplifying it, but so I'm going to go, I guess, cull.
I'm keeping it. I think it's a thing. I think it's real. I think I've seen it with other nature, with active nature, a lot also on the banks too. Like when you're fishing on the banks, typically I believe, and this could be not true, but in my mind, on days where I'm really catching them, I see a lot more wildlife moving on the banks, maybe a red fox or some deer down drinking or moving. So I'm going to apply that with the cows. If I don't see anything moving, if the cows are laying down and it's a tournament, yeah, I still have to fish, but I do kind of look at that and go, okay, it might be a little bit tougher today. I need to slow down. Maybe it's not anything that I'm doing. Maybe the fish just aren't as active. So I'm keeping that.
Okay. I can go with that. I mean, I do agree with you too. I mean, I believe there's science behind it, but I believe that I need as much help as I can get. So I don't need a little sign that bling, it's going to suck today, because it may or it may not, but I might as well go into the day feeling it's not going to suck. So I'm going to call it. You're going to keep it, but let us know what you think. If the cows are down, there'll be no fish around. Keep or cull.
I like it. We're going to get a message from some guy who like dead centers a moose on his way to the lake.
I know anyone out because they told me it would be more active.
If I had gotten to the lake without hitting this 3,000-pound moose, I would have had a career day.
Hey, little known fact, bonus fact for our loyal viewers, and you may only hear this from a Canadian because this is true. If you are ever going to hit a moose, duck. It is honestly, I've talked to so many cops that have literally, you know, a moose is much scarier to hit than a deer because you just basically take its legs out and its body takes you out. There are so many police officers that have told me they go to these scenes and, you know, the vehicle looks decimated, but there is a person that was smart enough to duck and lay down and said moose kind of lays on top of them for a little while. So if you're going to hit a moose, the fishing will be good. But if duck, if you see
great advice moose. There, Dave.
Hey, just trying to make the world a safer and happier place.